With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So you got Carl Kasper's personal phone?
Yeah, my wife. We were talking about Carl Kasper. I said, man, I got to get this guy on the air. And I go and
they,
I look.
They used to have a thing.
I look at my phone. I look at my phone and my wife says, here's Carl Kasper's number. Like, text me contact. I'm like, how'd you get that? She goes, I got most guys' numbers.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense because she's a people person.
Well, if he answers and says, how'd you get my drop phone? Then you know you're in trouble.
No, Kasper's friendly.
What about how come when he called her? Is
who wants to see Kasper's ghost?
Did Kasper have like a saying, like "hooty hoo" or anything like that?
I don't know.
Oh, you mean the actual ghost?
Yeah, because you know how, like cartoon characters, they all have, like, their own slug lines. You know, like a Y-I-Ada, like some
right.
ball, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So did Carl Kasper the ghost have, like, whoo?
I don't know. That show probably couldn't go on today because the ghost is white.
Now, that's true. That's a good point.
It's all white.
That's a good point.
And he's good, so.
Yeah, I think I've got, I think I've got his theme song here. Let's see.
Hopefully
this isn't wildly inappropriate. I'm not sure.
I hope it's the clean version.
Let's see. Ooh, pretty spooky, kids.
Hi, everybody.
Kasper, the friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost you know. Though grown-ups might look at him with fright, the children all love him so.
That's me.
That's me.
And he's really glad to meet you wherever he may go. He's kind to every living creature.
Now, as ghosts go, they're mostly good ghosts.
Well, there's also succubus.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
That's actually what they're called, a succubus.
What is?
They make love to you when you're asleep.
Oh.
And that's the name of it.
Where do I get one of those ghosts?
I know. They're tough to come by, man. I've sat cross-legged in front of one of those pentagrams, I don't know how many nights, trying to conjure one up. I'm telling you, it's difficult. I got the candles lit at every corner of this pentagram. I'm doing all the Celius Pontu Glatu Gatu Glantu and all this crap.
Watch out, Jefe.
And it just goes on. The Jefe.
The Jefe.
Jefe.
How do we get this? Oh, I'm talking about Carl Kasper. Okay.
Right.
So anyway, we're gonna get Carl Kasper on the show, and we're going to find out what he's up to and kind of go through the history of the Carl Kasper show.
Oh, I miss it. Now, I can remember I was in high school. It was $6 to get in. And that was a lot of money in 1985 or 84. And remember, I could always go to the Carl Kasper Custom Model Show because my birthday was around that time, and
right.
I had birthday money, so I could always go to the Carl Kasper Show. And what the Carl Kasper Show was awesome for was not just the cars, that they would always have, and this is a big town for D-level celebrities.
Sure it is.
So
wait, isn't that guy next to table from episode 4 of the Golden Girls?
Right. So they would have like lower level professional wrestlers, and then about 30 yards away, they would have a line for these soap opera stars.
Yes, right.
Okay, and they were all run in the newspaper ad, all right?
Yeah.
And the stars and cars.
It was really quite brilliant because he would get the moms out there that wanted to meet the soap stars.
Right.
So every demographic wanted to go to Carl Kasper Custom Auto Show.
And the Battle of the Bands.
I want to preface this story by saying that every saint has a past and every sinner has a future, okay?
Okay. Wow.
This guy's name is Mike Caphammer, and he might be a preacher here in Louisville right now.
Oh, right, yes.
So, you know him. He was one of the preachers at my wedding.
Yeah.
He was one of the preachers we pulled from at the bullpen in our wedding.
Yes, when I found Dwight in the corner of a dark room with his sunglasses on and a bottle of a soda, dipping in a soda with his head down, I said, nope.
You forgot the Jack Daniels
point. I ran to get Caphammer, went to get Cap, and I said, we need to go do a,
Seance?
Tim Tebow. I said, we got to do a Tim Tebow. Everybody's got to get on a knee. So the whole wedding party got on a knee. And let me tell you, his prayer was like,
yes.
I'm not going to say I have a dream is right there.
Boy.
It's right close. And then JFK's, what can you do for your country? It's like right there.
Right.
But it's not. It's right there, though.
But so, in his former life, we went to high school together. And we would cut school, and this was his trick. We would get a thing of turtle wax out of our garages.
Uh-oh.
And the Carl Casper Custom Auto Show was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh.
Friday evening it would start up.
Don't tell
me. They start setting up on Friday afternoon. We would get there on that Friday afternoon because we cut school. We would just walk in with a rag and a thing of turtle wax or some kind of a car cleaning device.
Right, yes.
And we would just walk right in. They never questioned us.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And we would get to look at all the cars without the crowds.
Oh, yeah.
And all the people going, yo, you buy the new super plane. They throw the plane and all crap, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was great.
I snuck in the Derby that way with a walkie-talkie.
you guys are going to love this. I have a Carl Casper Custom Auto Show commercial from 1995.
No,
oh, wow.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Jason, the original Red Power Ranger. Home Improvements, Brad Taylor. NASCAR superstar, Harry Gadd. Bo Brady from Days of Our Lives.
Country music heartthrob, Billy Dean.
Transaurus.
The awesome fire-breathing car-eating dinosaur. The All-American Bikini Team and Calendar Girls. A bodybuilding expo, lowrider hopping competition. And Trucking USA. Plus Kids World featuring Spider-Man.
Fred Flintstone.
The Ninja Turtles.
And Biker Mice.
All in the greatest custom auto show ever.
Next weekend.
At the fairgrounds.
Was that the year the Truckosaurus actually killed a young man by breathing fire on him?
No
way.
Hi, Mr. Truckosaurus. How are you? And then.
I guarantee you I did at least 6 hours of remotes that weekend in 1995.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Guarantee it.
Okay, so let's go to the NBA. It's kind of sort of the NBA where an anonymous buyer just shelled out $1,789,000 for an unopened case of basketball cards in an auction.
Saw that.
The case in question, the case of cards, is from 1986 and 1987. They're Fleer NBA cards. And back in the day, evidently, you couldn't give these things away. They were worth nothing.
Right.
To the point where these stores were actually shipping back to the shipper and getting their money back for the cases. By the way, the money was $6 per case. Now they're worth a fortune. It's said to be because in each case there's 36 Michael Jordan rookie cards.
Oh, my gosh.
One rookie card from Michael Jordan just commanded $97,200. And there's 36 of those and 36 Michael Jordan stickers. And if you look, again, I've talked about it yesterday. I'm just briefly just brush on it. I'm starting to watch that Michael Jordan
What episode are you on now?
Documentary.
Two?
I'm still on number one.
Oh, okay, come on, man.
I'm still on number one. But it's amazing that their indoor soccer team was a bigger draw than the Bulls.
Yeah, the Bulls were in a really bad way, and that's exactly right. In that first episode, Dave, if you haven't seen it, they were like, look, what was the name of it? There was some stupid name soccer team there.
The Sting.
No, they were bigger. They had a bigger draw in that arena than they did.
So grown men are paying for a Michael Jordan sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have a sticker, Buck.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's how it goes, man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
amazing.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Are you saying that scrapbooking is not cool,
Dave? I don't think Dave's saying that.
What does Paul Stanley think about scrapbooking?
Listen, I was talking to somebody backstage before.
Yes, Paul Stanley.
And they said scrapbooking is cool.
Oh, thank you, Paul Stanley, because I scrapbooked. The wife and I are scrapbookers. Okay, it's not uncommon for the guy to say, hey, you need to step up your game, woman. When it comes to sexy time, I'm the only one bringing the game.
Right.
It's me. I'm the one that says, hey, you want to go upstairs and do it? I'm the one that gets adventurous. I'm the one that occasionally lights a candle and takes my socks off to make it more romantic.
And the pentagram.
You want to go upstairs and do it.
Well, you've been married for a while, sometimes we'll say, we'll get naked.
If you don't even have to say, you just do like the eyes to the corner of your head and go,
No, because
then they go, no, not right now.
Now, I've tried that, but my wife misreads it. Sure, I'll take some Dorito chips. and then once she starts eating it, she knows that the deal's off because
are you thinking what I'm thinking? Pizza rolls?
Pizza rolls.
Before kids, I would just walk around naked.
Of course. Well, I still
before.
Do.
Are we doing that? Yeah.
I still do. The mother-in-law is not a big fan of it. Yeah. My house.
But father-in-law.
So anyway, a girlfriend wanted to surprise her boyfriend with some sexy time. They have been in an argument saying, you know what, 90% of the time, I'm the one that brings the heat. You never do anything.
Agreed.
They argued about it, and then she said, you know what? He's kind of right. And she went on Reddit and took it to Reddit. That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You want to do two things. If you're having problems in your marriage or relationship, you want to do one of two things. Either talk about it on WHAS in front of 32 states, or go on Reddit and find out what strangers are going to do to address it. They're very helpful. She did the other, and she went to Reddit. And they suggested you do some kind of a sexual surprise. So she did. She planned a little something.
Why do I have a feeling this is going to go wrong?
Is there a mouse trap involved?
Well, she got into his apartment, and it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. she got naked, and she turned on the television to Pornhub. And then she had nothing but a pair of high heels on, and she started...
Whatever.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Waiting for her boyfriend to walk in. Well, he did walk in. The only problem is he walked in with his parents because she didn't read the text. His parents were coming to visit, and she planned on getting there hours before that so they could have a little special lady time.
Oh,
well, she didn't read his second text. It said his parents are on the way early because they wanted to beat traffic. His parents and him walked in to see his girlfriend laying naked on the bed
watching porn.
Doing things with porn on the bed.
Yes. Oh.
If she
girl.
Wasn't spending so much time on Reddit, she would have read the text.
Exactly, right? You think?
Sometimes you don't know to believe the Reddit threads. Like, is this a real situation?
I want to believe this one.
No, I do. I saw one that just made my stomach hurt, and I don't know whether it was true or not. Did you see the one where the dad got a divorce with the wife because the son is about 9 or 10 years old and has attention deficit and is autistic and is and has some social issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they got divorced because neither of them could really handle the kid and whatever. So after the divorce, the dad told the kid, hey, look, the reason mommy and daddy aren't together anymore is because your behavior.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
You're the reason daddy drinks.
So he says that the kid, like, connected with the news, and ever since then has been sort of a dream to be around, and his social issues have gone away, and he's not a problem in public. And he kind of doesn't act up anymore. And so he's like, was I a jerk to tell my kid this? Yes. Yeah. Even though it worked.
It worked.
Yeah, even it though it worked,
work.
But...
He could have jumped off a bridge, too.
But I wonder how many sick-ass parents, especially if one of them is evil, to say, yeah, you're the reason we got divorced.
Hey, I'm going to try that. Hey, guys, meet Jordan Kirk. He was discriminated against at Oaklawn Casino in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Here's where the
trouble started. Kirk was told that he had to take his bag back to his car. He would not be allowed inside with it. He had like a handbag, one of those masculine handbags.
Yeah.
When Kirk pointed out, look at all these women walk around. They've got similar bags. That's when the security guard pointed out that men don't wear purses. Is that your puss?
That's a nice puss.
That's a nice puss.
Thank you.
Is that your puss? Trading place.
Yep.
Okay, so that's when the argument broke out with security personnel, and they got fired up. Finally, Kirk was allowed in with his man bag. although it was searched for explosives and other contraband, and all the women behind him were asking, why aren't you searching our purses? Since then, the casino management has apologized, and they said the issue's been addressed with their security staff. That's a nice puss.
That's a nice puss.
That you a puss?
Was he in a hover round? Chain smoking?
Is your puss.
Did he have a cat with him?
He might have. He might have.
All right, keep it where you got it. Stocks are skyrocketing. We'll find out more details coming your way. Keep it where you got it on News Radio 840 WHAS. Come on.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
This is News Radio 840 WHAS.
One of the favorite segments on this show is This Day in Music History.
Ooh, lots of stuff happened this day in music history, too, guys.
How far are we going back to start, Dwight?
Bandstand. Let's go all the way back till let's go back to August 11th, 1956. Pretty monumental thing. Where are my readers? There they are.
There you go.
Okay, it was on this day on August 11, 1956, Elvis Presley released a double-sided 45 release. It was this and Don't Be Cruel. The single went number one on the U.S. charts, and it stayed there for 11 weeks. That record would not be broken until 1992 when Boys to Men hit it with End of the Road.
No way. Lasted that long?
Yep. Think about that for a single. Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel. But here's the thing. When Boys to Men broke it, I'd like to see, because in 1956, there was one chart. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't a country chart.
Yes.
There wasn't an R&B chart. There's one chart.
Yep.
Elvis headed for 11 weeks straight. 1992, Boys to Men took that championship with this, End of the Road.
Well, and then the second way that you used to be able to gauge how big an album or thing was how many you would get either a platinum or a gold album.
Yep.
If you sold, what was it, 500,000 or a million, whatever it was, you would get those. And we used to have them lined on the walls at the radio station.
Yeah.
And of course, you can't track that anymore because you don't buy. Even when the CDs were sold, when CDs came in, you still sold a million of them. You got a platinum album.
They went by the scans at the register. This is what my wife likes me to sing to her nude.
But of all the songs to break Elvis between 1956 and 1992, this was the one?
I know, really bad song. Sorry. I mean, it's not a bad song. It's just like, really? This is an all-time great?
This is the part right here. Hey, Susan. I think it's time that me and you have naked time. And I can tell by the way that your hips are swiveling now, girl, that you want it too. So here come Big Daddy at you with a slice of pizza in one hand.
Kiss it here.
And a Coors Light in the other.
Kiss me.
And we're going to go all night.
I love you.
Susan, if you're listening,
she's driving,
warm it up,
she's
baby.
Driving around going, none of that happens and works.
Let's go back to 1964, where a band by the name of The High Numbers, they were getting ready to take the stage at the Railway Hotel in Harrow, England. That band,
64?
Yeah, that band went on to become The Who.
Oh, sweet.
Just before the band took stage, though, Roger Daltrey was punched out.
Really?
Yeah, dragged out of the venue and punched out. But what happened was, it was his father-in-law that did it. So what's the story behind that fateful evening? I'll tell you. The event occurred just before the band was getting ready to go on the stage at the hotel called Railway Hotel in London, England. Daltrey, who just months earlier wed his 16-year-old wife, Jacqueline Rickman,
Oh, boy.
He was already in hot water with his wife's parents because his devotion to the band. He wasn't devoted to the wife. I mean,
not just, that she was 16. It was
she was 16, yeah. In fact, he'd even taken to sleeping in his van instead of going home to his 16-year-old wife. Roger Daughter later, he said, look, I knew if I didn't move away from her in those days and sleep in the van and be away from her, I was going to be a sheet metal worker for the rest of my life.
His what the hell was wrong with these 50s and 60s guys?
Listen.
Come on.
So this event, this is how pregnant she was. This event happened on the 11th today. She gave birth to the first son, Simon, just 11 days later on August 22nd. So Roger Daughtry, she was that pregnant and still having nothing to do with her.
Jeez. Wait a minute. At 16?
Yeah. At 16.
Well, you know why her parents were upset?
Well, that's got to be one reason
because
right there.
Because she was probably living at home.
He wasn't living, but he wouldn't stay with her. So anyway, Daughtry was actually known as like a hooligan, like a street brawler, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, it didn't matter. Roger's father-in-law showed up at the gig just right when they were getting to go on stage. Him and Roger Daughtry got into an argument. That's when the father-in-law dragged him outside and
beat him up.
Went ahead and beat him up, yeah, which was ballsy for the dad because think about this. He was a brawler and he was younger, but he did. He whipped his ass. A fellow musician at the time that was there said Daughtry was the only one that was married, and as I recall, he wasn't very happy in his marriage.
Let me quote the rest of the band members.
Okay.
What the hell are you getting married for?
Mate?
And what are you doing that for?
Here's
and
why.
She's 16.
And then that was back when people didn't break up fights. So
right.
People are walking out seeing the fight, and one guy goes, what'd he do?
Let him go.
Well, that one's a father-in-law needs to teach you a lesson.
That's
and
right.
And you go, all right, then let it go.
All right, lads, go get a couple of quids and some pints, and we'll watch it. So anyway, Roger Daughtry said, yeah, one of the casualties of my success early on was my marriage. I got married to my wife because she was pregnant, and it was the decent thing to do, but I was young. I was too stupid, and I was in a rock and roll band, so it never would work. The gig did go on. He came back in after getting punched out, and he performed, and there's actually footage of it that turned up years later in a documentary called The Amazing Journey, The Story of the Who.
Well, keep in mind, too, if she's pregnant at 16, she could have gotten pregnant at 15.
That's what I'm saying. What's wrong with these dudes in their 50s and 60s?
Jerry Lee Lewis, he's king of the world. He's like, not only do I want a 14-year-old, I want her to be my cousin.
Woody Allen.
Right. Listen, I want to adopt a girl, a young girl, and I want to break up my life and marry her. Oh, that's what I want, break up and marry her. So anyway,
and little did they know
right.
That the Who would go on to be one of the greatest rock bands of all time.
Yeah, him and his wife, they did stay together. That's the good news. Until Daughtry fathered a child out of wedlock in 1968, just 4 years later.
Don't.
That's when they split. Well, years later, in 1971, he married a girl by the name of Heather Taylor, who he's still married to today.
No way!
He says it's not an open marriage, but in the early days of our relationship, she knew not to put any restrictions on me.
Yeah.
In an article to the Daily Mail just a few years back, Daughtry said, look, I'm in one of the biggest rock bands in the world. If I'm going out at 4 months at a time, does she really expect me at that age to come back and say, oh, yes, darling, I was a good boy? The answer is no. So that happened on this date. Roger Daughtry had his ass whipped on this date, 1964. And that's going to push us up just a little bit further in 1966 to another controversial moment in rock history. This is when John Lennon had to apologize to people at a Chicago hotel.
I remember this.
This is where he was apologizing for making the comment the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
John Lennon told the reporters, look, I wasn't saying the Beatles are better than God or better than Jesus. I was saying that at the time, and I was saying Beatles because I could talk about that, I could have said TV, cinema, motor cars, anything more popular and gotten away with it. But he said the Beatles. I don't think he could say anything was more popular and gotten away with it.
That was called a cover.
Yeah.
That was called I'm going to make up for my mistake and say, well, I could have said TV or motor cars or whatever. No.
No.
No, no. Your ego's out of control because
right.
Everywhere you go, all these women are screaming your name and you can't go anywhere because it's nuts. So that's what happened.
Of course.
And how did it affect their album sales?
probably tripled them.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime you tell a kid you can't have that, the kids want to want it four times.
Right. That's right.
It was on this day, as we fast forward to 1979, when Led Zeppelin played their last ever United Kingdom show.
79?
Yep, in England. The set list included The Song Remains the Same, Celebration Day, Black Dog, Nobody's Fault But Mine, Over the Hills and Far Away, Misty Mountain Hop, Since I've Been Loving You, No Quarter, Hot Dog, Rain Song, and many, many more, including Trampling Underfoot. The evening came to a close with Stairway to Heaven, Rock and Roll, and A Whole Lot of Love. It was the last time that Led Zeppelin would ever play in the United Kingdom on this day in 1979. Also in 1984, Ray Parker Jr. got a three-week run at number one with the U.S. single Ghostbusters.
Huh. Wonder how that ended up.
Later, he got sued from ripping off the music from I Want a New Drug, and the lawsuit fell in Huey Lewis's favor. And so there you go. On August 11, 1999, Kiss arrived on the Hollywood Boulevard to unveil the star on the Walk of Fame. The band at the time, in 1999, released, had over 30 albums. Back then, 30 albums, and had sold over 80 million.
Oh my
80
gosh.
Million records worldwide. This is my love gun.
First album I ever purchased, Rock and Roll Over.
Yeah. I like in concert, Paul Stanley, to introduce this song. They can't just play it. He's always got to tell a story and said,
people.
And then we got in the car, and she saw my love gun. And then I shot it with my love gun. You see, the love gun, that's an analogy for this. Okay, Paul, we get it. I don't think you're getting it. This is my love gun. So anyway, it was this day in 1999 that they had their star. Listen, I also have a star on my face. I have a star on my face and one on a sidewalk.
I remember when I was a kid. We used to discuss how it's true. They never take their makeup off. Even their wives don't know what they look like.
Right.
They wear their makeup 24 hours a day. Really?
Listen, I got a star on my face and a star on the sidewalk and a love gun.
And you never saw so many mid-20s freaks
in
1996. When they came back and did Kiss Alive 2 tour.
Yes.
And everything that was on that tour in Freedom Hall in 1996, it was sold out.
I walked around in the, at that time you could smoke at Freedom Hall.
Yeah, I walked around
in the smoky concourses of Freedom Hall, and it's like I've been teleported back to 1976 or 77, and nothing was going to take that small. Oh, there he is.
Rock and roll pneumonia. Dr. Love ain't got a love gun, though.
Kings of the world right there, baby.
It's so dumb, but so awesome.
I know.
Everybody's got rock and roll pneumonia.
Listen.
What do we need? We need a doctor.
You need a love doctor.
I love it, dude. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
You're killing me.
That does it as far as events that happen on this day in music. Let's say some happy birthdays. Happy 66th birthday to Brian Bassett. He was guitar and vocals. Brian Bassett, he's guitarist and vocalist for Wild Cherry. How about that? This bass line right here.
He's funky on bass, but he ain't
so
got no.
He is funky.
He ain't got no love gun.
Boom, boom, ba-doom, ba-doom, boom, boom. How old is he?
66 years old.
66.
One last birthday to recognize as we keep this going. Chris Kelly. He was Chris of Criss Cross from 1992.
Oh, yeah.
He was born on this date in 1978. You got to wonder how that. This is the band. They did the Mickey Mac make you jump.
Yeah.
And they wore their pants and shirts backwards. Yeah, I wonder if that was the idea of like a record label guy going,
oh, sure.
Well, you need a gimmick, kid.
Yes, yes.
All right, take your pants off and put them on backwards.
Now
put your shirt on backwards. There you go, kid.
And that's pretty much the only thing they did, right?
Yeah.
Was the jump, jump.
Make it jump, jump. But it was hot. It was red hot,
great.
Right?
Yes.
And the 1992.
Wickety, 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 whack.
Wickety, wickety, man. Here it is.
Is what they played this at Wisconsin.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize this. He actually died on the 1st of May of 2013.
What?
Oh, my gosh. What up? Drug overdose?
I'm guessing COVID. But it was... he's 34 years old, the kid died. Wow, that sucks, man.
Damn.
I wear my pants backwards. Anyway,
don't they play this at Wisconsin games and the whole stadium goes jump, jump, and jumps up?
Oh, he said bull crap. You guys.
Oh boy.
Hey.
See, this is back when rock and rap used to be fun, you know?
That's exactly right.
This was at the last, because it was so much fun. It was like, you know, my mom's out of town. Let's have a party and I'm popping some popcorn or something like that. And then all of a sudden it turned into B-words and... Same with rock, man.
I can't understand any of the things that the rap music are. I don't get. I watched the Cardi
Get off
video
my lawn.
Last night. Have you seen the WAP?
No.
Do you know why it's called WAP?
No.
It's about sex.
Oh, really?
And the name of the song is WAP.
You got my attention. Oh.
Okay, yeah.
We're getting played off the stage. We're getting played off the stage.
That's not Cardi B.
He's playing us off the stage.
That's right.
That's this day in music, August 11th.
Back after this, keep it where you got it. We'll wrap up the show on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Showing the guy on the grandstand that I like my girl, but I love American Bandstand.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.